this is a very unfortunate situation for the people of Zimbabwe now, who will be told now to tighten their budgets, when in actual fact they could be improving their standard of living. What this means is that resources will be moved away from actually critical areas that are meant to improve the lives of the people, and they will be concentrated on those areas where the present government thinks that they can sustain themselves. So this means less money for education, less money for health, less money for the productive sectors of the economy. And this, obviously, it spells doom for further growth of the economy, because now there will be less incentives for growth, because the forecast is not encouraging for the business investors.